Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bob Talbot. Batting second. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting third. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Gene Baker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Garagiola. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Howie Pollitt. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Howie Pollitt. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Chuck Harmon. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting third. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Greengrass. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hobie Landreth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Art Fowler. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Art Fowler. And now, play ball. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot hits a pop-up towards first. Kluszewski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi strikes out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Chuck Harmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harmon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is called out on strikes. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks takes first base on ball four. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pollitt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post hits a pop-up towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth hits a fly ball into center field. Talbot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Garagiola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garagiola hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Howie Pollitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pollitt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fowler fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 0 for 1 in the game. Talbot strikes out. Two outs. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 1 in the game. Fondi hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Art Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Harmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harmon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Harmon takes first base on ball 4. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 1 in the game. Kiner hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Sauer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1 to nothing, Cubs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fowler fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 0 for 1 in the game. Greengrass hits a fly ball into center field. Talbot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0 for 1 in the game. Kluszewski takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Talbot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 1 in the game. Post hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Talbot who is chasing the ball. Post reaches third base with a triple. Kluszewski goes all the way around to score. It's Cubs, 1, Reds, 1. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0 for 1 in the game. Landreth takes first base on ball 4. Art Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 0-for-1 in the game. Fowler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Garagiola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garagiola is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Garagiola hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Howie Pollitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pollitt is 0-for-1 in the game. Pollitt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 0-for-2 in the game. Talbot hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harmon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Chuck Harmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harmon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harmon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Talbot. Harmon reaches second base with a double. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. McMillan hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pollitt fields it and throws to first for the out. Harmon moves to third. Two outs. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 0-for-2 in the game. Greengrass hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks misplays the ball. That's an error on Banks. Harmon scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Reds. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kluszewski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-2 in the game. Fondi hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 2, Reds, 2. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-2 in the game. Kiner strikes out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Sauer hits a pop-up towards first. Kluszewski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fowler fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Post hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Landreth hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Garagiola settles under it and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Art Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 0 for 2 in the game. Fowler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 2 in the game. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Garagiola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garagiola is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Garagiola takes first base on ball 4. Howie Pollitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Garagiola moves to second. Howie Pollitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pollitt is 0 for 2 in the game. Pollitt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Garagiola moves to third. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 0 for 3 in the game. Talbot hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Chuck Harmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harmon is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Harmon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 3 in the game. McMillan hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Talbot. Bell reaches second base with a double. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 0 for 3 in the game. Greengrass takes first base on ball 4. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bell moves to third. Greengrass moves to second. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Bell scores. Greengrass moves to third. Kluszewski moves to second. It's 3-2, Reds. Warren Hacker now pitching. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Post strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fondi hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 3 in the game. Kiner hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Sauer takes first base on ball 4. Luis Marquez pinch runs for Hank Sauer. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jackson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Don Robertson now playing right field. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Landreth hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 0-for-3 in the game. Fowler strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Harmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harmon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Harmon hits a fly ball into center field. Talbot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harmon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-3 in the game. Baker is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Garagiola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garagiola is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Garagiola hits a fly ball into left field. Green grass settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.